Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipupo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.org. Today I'll be sharing on lesson from a flask, hot or lukewarm. If you put hot water in an insulated flask, it will keep hot, at least for a good while. However, if you take some water from the flask and pour it into a cup, it's the start of the water becoming lukewarm. What caused the water to become lukewarm? It was taken out of its insulated environment that kept it hot. In the book of Revelation, Revelation 3 verses 15 to 16, the Lord rebuked the church for being lukewarm. Revelation 3 verses 15 to 16, and I read, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would rather that you are cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spill it out of my mouth." The Lord made it very clear that lukewarmness did not please him. The Lord wants us to be hot. The good news is we have what it takes to keep hot. We have Christ living in us, and he has given us the Holy Spirit. So what keeps something hot in the natural? Naturally, for anything to keep hot, it has to stay in the environment that is either protecting it from getting warm or lukewarm, or maintain the source of the supply of heat. Any alternations to any of these two factors would produce lukewarmness. This principle is the same when it comes to our Christian work. We have to stay where we are planted, that is insulated, and or maintain our source of heat. The source of heat will be different from each person. However, some sources of heat remain a constant, being fervent in prayer and keeping our eyes on the Word of God, meditating on His Word day and night. Who and what you associated with impacts you whether or not you realize it. To remain hot, we must guard our environment like we are guarding gold. The implication of this has a wide variety of applications. To start with, only you know where you have slipped and need to get back on course and plug back in. The Holy Spirit has been given us to guide us into all truth. We are all different, and so only you will know the adjustments that need to be made. To guard environment, we must guard what we listen to and what we expose ourselves to. 1 Corinthians 15:33, and I read, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." This scripture is applicable in many areas of our life. We have to be discerning and very careful. Above all, we must remain in the vine. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. Therefore, certain spiritual disciplines should be non-negotiable and they should be constant. Now, let's have a look at the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus only did what the Father did and told him to do. John 5:30. Jesus Christ stayed in fellowship with the Father. To hear, you must be listening out. Christianity is about staying in fellowship with the Lord. We have been called unto the fellowship of the Father and of the Son. Jesus had a powerful prayer life. Jesus rose up early in the morning and prayed. Mark 1:35. We need to follow the footsteps of Jesus and have a healthy prayer life. Jesus only went about doing his Father's business. Luke 2:49. And so should we also be doing our Father's business. Jesus was full of the Word. And as we can see how he resisted the enemy through the temptation in the wilderness. Matthew 4 verses 1 to 10. Jesus was careful who he committed himself to. John 2, 24 to 25. Jesus refused to be distracted from his purpose. John 6, 15. Jesus walked and lived in the Spirit and pleased the Father at all times. John 40, 30. We can apply these areas to our lives to stay hot. I will call this a spiritual MOT by the help of the Holy Spirit. If there's anything that is trying to dilute you, I will say you need to run from it. The honest truth is that you cannot afford it. So in conclusion, here are a few questions. Figuratively, are you staying in an insulated area where you remain hot? Is there something threatening your temperature? Are you plugged to a source? Are you plugged to the right source of heat? Remember, to stay hot, you must guard your environment like you're guarding gold, and make quick adjustments where found necessary. So let's keep hot and bring the Lord glory, which you give him great pleasure. Thanks for listening.